It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome, you listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Happy Labor Day weekend. This is the, I guess, traditional, but not for me, end of the summer. We start the fall season. I've got some little neighbor kids, a fourth grader and a second grader that went back to school this past week. So, boy, I guess the fall is upon us. Jacked up with all the fall sports, but hopefully the governor will pick that up and we can get a little bit of high school football in, but it's not looking good, Bob. I'm Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, that's a heck of an intro.
Yeah.
Get right into your diary.
If I could say network one more time, please.
I didn't laugh. It does want to come out as network, though. Right. For some reason, makes my neck kink. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Happy you took a little time to hang out with us meatheads here and talk about throwing something on the grill. In another couple months, we'll talk about killing it and throwing it on the grill. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about the hunting seasons. But it is Labor Day weekend, and we're all doing different things. What's your plan for the rest of this weekend?
Well, not to get too personal, but, you know, I have a new
bride. Why start now?
Well, I have a new bride, and, you know, I try to do everything I can to please her, and that just makes her happy and me happier.
So you'll be cooking.
You got it. She loves to entertain. So this is a middle of the holiday weekend right now. We've already had one or two stints of cooking, and now it started on Thursday with some family members that came in from out of town. Then it went to Friday, got some tonight, and then some on Sunday. And I don't know if I get a break on Monday or not. But you know what? It's all good. But here's one of the things
Labor Day. You should be laboring.
Right. I guess I am. Yeah. Here's one of the things that has worked really well for me is I love me some skinless, boneless chicken breasts. And I go to our butcher, Tim Sobey. You get the bigger ones.
They're Amish.
Yeah, they're not these little guys that are the size of a tennis ball. Right. These are big ones, right? And, you know, they got a little extra fat on them. If you were to grill them, I don't think that'd be that big of a deal.
Locally sourced chicken are generally better than the factory chicken.
Right. And so what I do is I take a little extra time and I take a not so sharp knife and I kind of push that fat off and then slice it on the edge. Because I smoke them more than I grill them, and the smoker never gets it hot enough to really render all that fat, and I just don't like the taste of it when it's not rendered or crispy, right? So scrape a little bit of that off there, and I've just been using, right at Sobey Meats, I get a teriyaki marinade, but you can get one of those anywhere, right, in a bottle, and I put them in there for only an hour or so because that teriyaki seems to be very salty to me. And I marinate them in there for about an hour and then get the smoker going at about 250 and throw them right on there. About an hour and a half later, they're super juicy. They're done. I'll put a little seasoning on the top of them maybe if you want, but that marinade is just good. And, man, those things are very versatile. If they cool down, you want to heat them up again later. They heat up well, and everybody seems to like teriyaki chicken. So that's been the go-to. For these, when we get a bunch of people over, because if I cook 10 pounds of them, you know, our butcher Sobey Meats is selling those now for like $1.99 a pound. So it's a great way to feed a lot of people for not a huge budget breaker.
I went and picked up a brisket from him and a bunch of chicken wings and smoked them for perforated tube in Ada Thursday, fed his whole crew there, and then he let them leave after lunch, and they're gone till Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
So,
how nice.
Yeah, Dave, good man.
So tell me about how many people were there? How many did you feed?
About 25.
Okay. And so how many wings did you buy for 25 people? Because our listeners could have 25 people coming over. What was your estimate?
I got 10 pounds of wings.
Okay. Now, were they all cut up already?
No.
Okay.
No, I had to cut them.
Okay.
So I, you know, cut them into three parts and then throw the tips away.
Right.
Some people leave them all whole.
Right. I don't prefer them that way either.
No, me neither. I also had I had a lot of company. Last weekend, Jordan's friend Yusuf came up from Dearborn, and his girlfriend, Jordan's girlfriend, came and spent the weekend with us. So whenever his friends are around, I always try and get a little bit of work out of him.
Yeah.
So Yusuf helped me down a couple trees. I've got these, you know, I can't cut trees fast enough.
Yeah.
As soon as I cut them, the other ones are just like pushing into that daylight. And I'm trying to push them back so I have room for... I have to have room to park a motorhome now
because okay.
I'm picking up a motorhome. And I also have to have enough sunlight on one of Maureen's special trees. That we plant a tree every time one of our parents dies, so we have four different trees.
Right.
And
those aren't the ones you're cutting.
Her mom's tree right. is getting overshadowed by these big oaks.
I see.
And they want to lean in towards the house. So I've devised this method. I'm sure other people do it, but... I put my big ladder up on the tree, and I go up there, and I tie a 1,200-pound rope as high up
Boy,
as I can get.
Boy, you're strong good if you can get a 1,200-pound rope up a ladder.
Yeah. It's a synthetic tested to 1,200 pounds.
Okay.
And I bring that rope out, and very often I'll wrap it or I'll sling it behind a tree to get it to go in a certain direction, and then I hook it onto the hitch of the Jeep.
Right.
And I get the tree notched. And then I do my back cut, and my driver, this time was Yusuf, we dropped it right where I told him it would go. It feels so good.
Right, right. Not on the Jeep?
No, no,
okay,
no.
Okay, good.
150-foot rope.
Oh, okay, there you go.
100-foot tree.
Right. 1,200 pounds. Do the math, people. Do the
so
math,
then
right?
I have this little steel chainsaw for trimming branches, and... He's a city kid, grew up in Dearborn, you know, good Lebanese kid, and had never really seen a chainsaw until he came to our house. And he kind of thinks of our house as home.
Oh, okay.
And so we love it when he comes over, and he's just the nicest kid. But, yeah, so I had help. He was cutting the branches off, and I had the big...
Zine Eater?
Husqvarna, and, oh, yeah, he loves the cooking.
Yeah, yeah.
He always brings us Lebanese food, but... Yeah, so I was batching it all this week. This afternoon, I'll be headed up to Chase Creek Smokehouse to drop my smoker off because they are buying my smoker.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Yeah, good for you. So
yes.
What a great home for that.
Yes.
They're one of our newest sponsors on the show, and they're up by Reed City, right?
Yep, Chase.
Yeah, and if you don't know where that is...
Look for the Chase Creek.
That's right. U.S. 10 goes east and west across the state, and 131 goes north and south in Michigan. That crossroad right there, and then you head a little bit west, about, what, 3-4 miles? And you're
yeah,
in
about
the,
5 or 6.
And you're in the Little Burg of Chase.
I have a feeling that's the biggest barbecue house in Michigan.
Well, I don't know.
We'll have to try and verify that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's a nice one, though.
Yeah.
And
so
it's right on the RV trail, right?
Right.
So, yeah. A lot of fun this time of year round, really.
Yep.
Yeah.
So after that, I head up to the Manistee Forest to team up with my wife where she's up camping with all her friends that she, her gal friends that she camps with a bunch. The husbands all join them on Labor Day weekend. So
I see.
I'll be doing that.
Oh, great. Good for you. That's a good group. I know you enjoy their time. But anyway, what else you got going on the grill this weekend? Are you going to be grilling for those guys, or are you only grilling?
Yeah, I'm bringing my tripod up, and
explain that. What is that?
Well, it's just a tripod, and well, it's got a grill grate on it.
Okay, so
I think everybody knows what a tripod is.
I don't know. That goes under a camera for a lot of people, right? But just hangs over the
this
fire?
This is the camera guys.
Right. Are you cooking on the flames, or will you use that just on the coals?
There's a grate, and I will, depending on what I bring, I'm stopping by Sobeys again, I think, for some brats, and I'll probably indirect some brats on that.
Yep.
Yeah. I love cooking brats.
Yeah. Well, they're good, and they're easy, and they're a little bit forgiving, too, if you don't get them too close to the fire.
Yeah.
You can get them done in 20 minutes, or you might take 30, and they're going to taste just as good either way you go.
Yeah. So we generally make too much food. Saturday night and Sunday night are the big – or not Sunday night. Saturday night is the big meal, and John and I do all the meat, and he's famous for his chickens being done late. So we'll have rotisserie chicken around 10 o'clock.
You can't prompt him to start it just a little bit earlier?
I do, but his can opener just seems to get in the way.
Yeah, right. Canned chicken? You know, you can cook that stuff quicker.
No, I think he's using it for cans of beer.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, hey, coming up next, Bob said he made a little wings this Thursday. We're going to tell you how to do it, whether they were smoked, grilled, or otherwise. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.